Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Pam. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom and welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Moray Ishyah Yisrael, here at the House of Israel, located at 19. Here to bring you nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only king, the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only redeemer and savior of Israel in the world. And Yahweh is the one who sent me to speak to you his great words this evening. And what are we going to be speaking about today? Today we're going to talk about the ways of the heathen. Because Yahweh does not want his people to follow the ways of the heathen. And because we, the children of Israel, have been brought into captivity and had our culture stripped from us, we haven't learned the ways of the heathen. But Yahweh has raised up his messengers so that we can return to his ways. And in doing so, we have to start putting down and putting away the ways of the heathen. If you go with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, and we start reading in verse 27, it says, "Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land, for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor, and poured out there their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, What is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which come into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, We will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. Now understand what the Most High is saying. He's saying, our forefathers, even when the Most High gave us the land, our forefathers committed trespass against the Most High by going and serving false images, false gods, and sacrificing on high hills and every thick tree, and sacrificing unto false deities, and provoking the Most High to anger by sacrificing unto idols and worshiping things that profit nothing. He's saying, but even when you let these things come into your mind and you're going to say you're going to be like the heathen, Yah said that which come into your mind shall not be. Even though you want to be like the heathen, Yah said that's not going to happen. You're not going to be like them. You could serve the deities of wood and stone, but you're not going to be like the heathen. And how do we know we're not going to be like the heathen? Let's read the next verse just to see what the Most High is saying. In verse 33, he's saying, as I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And so he's letting us know, you might say you're going to be like the heathen, as many of our people say, as many of our people do, as many of our people have learned. We might say and do and act like we're going to be like the heathen. But while the heathen is carting down the street with a bunch of idols and graven images of Mary and JC and whatever other saint, and they making money. They own the stores. They own the streets. They own everything. They own the car dealerships. And they still got these big cathedrals that they own that got all kind of money coming into it. And they going down the street, throwing money at statues and throwing money at different altars and worshiping deities of wood and stone in the neighborhoods and in the cities they own. And they seem like they don't have no problems coming to them. Y'all saying you're not going to be like them. You can worship them deities if you want to, but you're not going to be like the heathen. Yahweh is going to rule over us. So if you think you're going to get the same fortune that's going to come to the heathen when they worship their false deities, when they worship the sun, when they worship the moon and the stars and all the hosts of heaven, if you think you're going to be able to coast the way they coast, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be like the heathen. Yet Yah said he'll rule over us with a strong hand and a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. Will he rule over us? Let me show you what happened in the book of Jeremiah. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, I think I want to go to around the 44th chapter. And we want to start reading in verse, we'll just start in verse 1. It says, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah concerning all the Yehudim, which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and at Tophanes, and at Noph, and in the country of Pathro, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Yehuda. And behold, this day ye are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein, because of their wickedness which they have committed, to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense, and to serve other deities, whom they knew not, neither they ye, nor your fathers. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear unto turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other Elohim. Wherefore my fury and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as it is this day. Therefore, now, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling, out of Yehuda, to leave you none to remain. And that ye provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other Elohim, in the land of Egypt, whither ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Now let's stop there, and let's understand what the Almighty is saying. What Yah is telling the people through his prophet, he's saying, look at the evil that happened to Jerusalem when they served fake deities, when they served false gods. He said, Yah, I cut them off.
and made the city desolate and made it a ruin and made it no more. And the people, of course, are desolate and ruined. And he's saying, now you done went to Egypt and you still burning incense to false images. He's saying, don't do this thing. Because if you do this thing, you'll cut yourself off and you'll be a curse and a reproach among the nations. Which lets you know, Yahweh required that our people keep the law of Yah even outside of the land. Because there's a great many of people that think that they don't have to keep the law in the land, in the captivity. Even though these people were in Egypt, not in the land, not in their own land, but in Egypt. And Yah warned them about not keeping the law, saying if they did break the law, they would be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. As Yah is saying to us today, don't be like the heathens who serve the Christ of the New Testament, the deity of Islam, and all the false deities that they serve. Don't be like them. Because if we try to continue to follow their ways, we'll be a curse and a reproach among all the nations. In verse 9, Yah says, have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers and the wickedness of the kings of Yehuda and the wickedness of their wives and your own wickedness and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law nor in my statutes that I set up before you and before your fathers. And Yah is saying the same thing to us today. Have we forgotten? And we have. And we haven't heard. But we are hearing. And when we do hear, we shut our ears. But Yah is saying, have you forgotten what your ancestors did while they were in the land? Have you forgotten what your ancestors did and what happened to them when they got scattered throughout the four corners of the earth? As you are this day, have you forgotten yet even your own wickedness, the wickedness that Yah brought you out of, and the wickedness of your wives? Have you forgotten this wickedness that you have committed? Yah is letting us know that, hey, even now we're not humbled. Even now, even though he's warning us, even now we're not humbled. Even now, we're not walking in the law. Even now, we're not walking in his statutes that he set before us. Verse 11, therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil and to cut off all Yehuda. And I will take the remnant of Yehuda that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there. And they shall be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine and shall die. And from the least even to the greatest, by the sword and by the famine. And they shall be an extraction and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. And is it not what we are punished by today in the land of America? By the sword, by the pestilence, by the famine? Is that what we're punished by today? Yes, it is. We're murdered by the police and every other people. We suffer debilitating diseases. We suffer all kind of pestilence in our houses and in our neighborhoods. This is what is plaguing us today. Because Yahweh is letting us know the only reason we're suffering in this way is because we have forgotten him And instead of thinking and doing what Yahweh has said, we're following the ways of the heathen. And Yahweh doesn't want us to follow the ways of the heathen. But what does Yahweh want us to do? But let me expedite and show you how stubborn our people are. Go to verse 15 of this chapter. It says, then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other Elohim, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Yet they were in the land of Egypt. This is how demented our people are. We going to stand right here in America, in the nastiest of ghettos, in the nastiest of neighborhoods, eating the nastiest of food, drinking the most disgusting water, having the most disgusting living conditions. And you don't know it because you got this big old screen TV in your house and some kind of rug, and you done put 25-inch rims on your car. So you're not even paying attention that you're living on top of a landfill. You're living right behind a landfill and right next to a landfill, and that everybody's sick and everybody gets sick all the time. You're not even realizing that you got to deal with roaches and rats and all kind of nastiness, and that everybody's eating a bunch of pork rinds and Cheetos and Frito-Lays and chitlins and bacon and hot dogs. This is what's going on. Yet Yah's servant come to you and tell you what Yahweh said, and then our people respond and say, man, when I stop eating pork, my stomach start hurting. I'm going to go back and eat pork. Well, that's just the reason your stomach was hurting is because it was getting all that garbage out of you. But our people think that's a bad thing. Ever since I stopped going to church, I done had all kind of issues. You was having issues before. You just didn't recognize them. You had diabetes while you was in church, and you got it still. You was getting sick when you was going to church, and you still getting sick. But just because you got sick again, you're like, well, I'm going to go back to JC, because JC was doing me right. I wasn't getting sick. No, you was just taking drugs and all kind of other stuff. Now you're trying to walk with Yah, and you got to feel the pain. You got to feel the burn. You got to humble yourself. Our people don't want to humble themselves. And that's what our people were saying here. Ever since we done, verse 18 says, but since we left off to burn incense to the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burn incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, do we make her cates and worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men and to the women, and to all the people which have given them the answer, saying, the incense that ye burned in the cities of Yehuda and the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of your land, did not Yahweh remember them? And came it not into his mind? So Yahweh could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which ye have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as it is this day. Letting them know, like, I don't know why you think that you was getting off by burning incense to the queen of heaven in this, that, and the third. You out of your land. Your land is desolate. You no longer free, but you think it's still okay. And our people don't realize following the ways of the heathen is not okay. Doing as the heathen do is not okay. The heathen don't know the Most High. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, we'll start reading at verse 15. Yahweh says, "Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yahweh spoke unto you in Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest thou be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh thy Elohim hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven." You see what that said? Yahweh divided unto all the nations these things, because the nations was going to serve and worship these things. So Yahweh knew that and divided that unto the nations. But, verse 20, Yahweh had taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Meaning, we're Yah's inheritance. All the other nations can serve the sun, moon, stars, host of heaven, calves, cows, bulls, rams, bullocks, whatever. All the nations, and they do, as you can see, serve these things. But he made one nation to be peculiar, one nation to be his inheritance, one nation to be different than all the other nations. So when all the other nations get tired of serving the sun, moon, and stars and all the other false gods, when they finally get fed up with it, when they finally see that serving all these vanities amount to absolutely nothing, then they will turn and look for that one nation that has always had the law with them. And they will look and they will see this nation is the nation of the Most High. How do I know that's what the nations are going to do? Because it's the word of Yah. It's in the book of Isaiah, the second chapter. Yahweh chose us not because we were the greatest of all nations and not because we were the smartest. He chose us because he made an oath with our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that we would be his people and that he would give us his law. And that is exactly what Yah did. And Yahweh chose us to be his servants. And the nations must come to Yah's servants when they get fed up with the vanities that they've been doing. In Isaiah the second chapter, it says in the first verse, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, "Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yah from Jerusalem." You see, that's what's going to happen in the last days. Right now, everybody goes to New York, New York, to the headquarters of the United Nations when they got a grievance, when they want something settled. They go to New York City, to the UN, to the Security Council, to the Council on Human Relations. They file complaints and grievances with the United Nations, which is ran by the United States and the European nations. They go to these people, the ones that oppressed the whole world, the ones that caused all the problems, the ones that took everybody's land, stole everybody's gold, imprisoned everybody's children, took everybody's resources, colonized and enslaved every nation in the world. Now they done set up this big old building on the island of Manhattan, and they go there to this day, right now, when there's a problem. When Donald Trump said that he's going to proclaim Jerusalem to be the capital of the state of Israel, they went to the United Nations to cry about it. When somebody sets off a nuclear bomb test, they go to the United Nations to cry about it. When they want to proclaim a human rights violation, they go to the United Nations to cry about that. But Yahweh said in the last days, there's not going to be no more United Nations. You're not going to go to the heathen to hear the ways of the heathen. You're going to go to the house of the Elohim of the black man. You're going to go to the house of the Elohim of the black man and woman that you have been regarding as worthless, as nothing, as lower than dirt, as lower than human, as three-fifths of a man. You're going to go to the house of the Elohim of Yahakov, and he will teach you of his ways, the ways that we've been trying to teach to you right now. You're going to go to his house, Yah's house, and say, I need to learn his ways and walk in his paths. And in verse 4, it says, and he shall judge among the nations, Yahweh shall, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords in the plowshares and their spears pruning hooks, letting you know that the United Nations and their peacekeeper soldiers don't bring no peace. The United Nations and the United States and the Council of Foreign Relations and whoever else, they're not helping people beat their swords and the plowshares and their spears and the pruning hooks. As a matter of fact, they got more and more weapons. But Yahweh is going to cause the people to beat their swords and the plowshares and their spears and the pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Because that's the ways of the heathen, to settle everything with war. How in the world does a nation accuse another nation of bombing its people with chemical weaponry, weapons of biological hazard, and say, hey, you did this, so what they do is bomb them? How does that stop the violence? How does that reduce the massacres and the mayhem and the genocide? How does that help? It doesn't help. All it does is more war. It's just more war. You telling me the only way you figure the answer, somebody killing people, is by killing more people? What is it about the ways of the Most High that is going to make you put down your sword? Well, because when Yahweh come, he going to kill all the wicked. He's not just going to go around killing people. They ain't got no reason to die. no cause to die, innocent people. He's just going to eradicate the evil. And then the world is going to realize they bombs and their guns and their swords and their spears and all their little weapons of war ain't got nothing on the great Elohim. When Yahweh come, he's not going to ask you to sit down at the United Nations Security Council. He's going to eradicate the evil. And he's going to humble the world. And then, what is he going to say in verse 5? O house of Yaakov, come ye, and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. And that's what we got to do. Because the heathen's ways is no light. It says in Isaiah the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. And the heathen's ways is not according to the word of Yah. The ways of the heathen tell you that the earth has been in existence for 4.5 billion years. But that's not the word of Yah. The ways of the heathen tell you that dinosaurs, some big dragon-looking reptiles, ruled the earth for millions of years. And then they died out. And then 2 million years ago, the first man was an ape, was some kind of primate. And he evolved. And the whole time they was primates, they was in Africa. I don't know why people don't realize this when you want to support this evolution. The whole time, the whole 1,975,000 years, they say, before man evolved into actual man, he was in Africa. Primates, apes, swinging from trees, popping bananas out their peels. Apes, like gorillas and chimpanzees. The whole time, they was evolving and being primates, they was in Africa. But then they tell you they became modern man 25,000 years ago in Europe. That's what they tell you. That's what they tell you. And then they had to recant their story like 6-7 years ago and admit that all the Europeans and all the Asians and all these nations, all of them have the Neanderthal gene in them, meaning they was mixing with beasts. Yet the only ones that don't have the Neanderthal gene is the people from Africa. But they want to tell you that everybody from Africa was primates. You see how they lie? And that's no light, that's darkness. But Yahweh said, O house of Yaakov, come ye and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. It's only Yahweh that has told you how you can be healed from every disease that you might ever encounter. Yahweh told you his word that if you want to be healed, you have to eat the leaf of the tree. And if you want to be nourished, you have to eat the fruit of the tree and the herbs of the field. Yahweh has shown throughout the whole book that he heals with the leaves of trees. And now, because that has been the truth forever, now you know what doctors are doing and scientists are doing. They're going into the Amazon, into the Congo, and into the deep rainforests of the South Asian areas. They're going into these deep rainforests, and they're getting these so-called exotic leaves and turning them into medicines because they know they have healing powers. And they're not telling you where they're getting it from. They give it some long, crazy name, And they say it helps. And yeah, it does help. But if you were to leave it alone and do what Yahweh said and eat the leaf, you would actually be healed. If you were to leave it alone and do what Yahweh says and eat the fruit, you would actually be nourished. That's light from the Most High. That's been from times in the beginning that Adam knew and his wife Eve knew and their children knew. It said, walk in the light of Yahweh. It's today that people don't know how to tell time. At 12 midnight, the heathen teach you a new day has started. I could go into the grocery store in the middle of the night and the clerk will say, good morning. It's 2 a.m. and it's pitch black. And they say, good morning. And that doesn't make any sense at all. When the morning means break of day, not just in the book of Yah, but in Webster's dictionary, it means break of day. You learn that in grade school, that morning is the break of day. But they still will teach you that in the middle of the night, it's the morning. It's the break of day. That's not light. That's darkness. The heathen will teach you all kind of crazy stuff. But Yahweh's book says, O house of Yaakov, Isaiah 2 and 5, come ye and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, O house of Yaakov, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines. And they please themselves in the children of strangers. And that's what the people are doing. That's why our people are so convoluted with the ways of the heathen. We keep on going to the ways of the other folks. I don't know why we think that's so cool. Why is it so cool to eat dogs? Because that's what they're doing over there in Asia. They eat dogs. Yahweh described a dog as one of the lowest creatures ever. But these people eat dogs, and they eat rats and cats and snakes. There's a restaurant called Papa Do's. I guess they're supposed to be like trying to be like Creole, or like Louisiana cooking or something, Bayou or something, making me nauseous just thinking about this place. They serve alligator and frogs and snakes. This stuff is terrible. Who wants to eat that? But our people eat that, and they think they're eating something expensive, and they're eating something good and delicate. Lobsters and shrimps and crabs. I wouldn't eat nothing named crabs. That's terrible. But our people eat this stuff. Crab cakes, lobster bisque or some stuff. This stuff is bottom feeders. Alligators, they eat people. Snakes, they have venom. These are things that are abominable in Yah's sight. But our people will go and do it because the heathen do it. Because they're pleasing themselves in the things of the children of the strangers. That's why you see our people at the churches. That's why you see our people at the mosque. And that's why you see our people trying to be like the Jewish man. That's why you see our people getting everything we know from somebody except Yahweh. In verse 7 it says, their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers made. And the mean man bows down, and the great man humbles himself. Therefore forgive them not. Meaning, these people, the heathens, have all the gold, have all the horses, have all the chariots, have all the silver, have all the treasures. And they also have all the idols. and they worshiping these idols. They made this thing their self. If I was to go get plaster, Play-Doh, clay, whatever, drywall, and make this thing, this image, I make this image. Then I go and melt some gold and put gold around it. And then I put some little diamonds on it. And then I have the audacity to put it in a certain place and to bow down to it and call on it and ask the thing I just made to do something for me. And this is what the heathens do. And they've been doing it for a long time. And Yahweh is saying that this is what he's telling you not to do, because it is vanity. And it is the same people, the same nations that do these ridiculous things that teach you everything you think you know today. You go to college, you go to high school, you go to graduate school, and you sit in the class amongst the professors who's a doctor of philosophy, and they teach you all this great stuff, and you come out thinking you're smart, thinking you're intelligent, thinking you know something. But once you meet a servant of Yah, you just realize you ain't know nothing. Because what did they teach you in these universities? What did these Greek philosophers teach you? That the earth was round? Well, Yahweh will teach you that. What did they teach you? They taught you that the sun was 90 million miles away from the earth. How they know? They never been there. How they know that? They taught you that the earth goes around the sun. But that's not what Yah said. And once we show you that Yah said that the sun goes around the earth, now we crazy. The only reason we look crazy to you is because you think that what they, these people that actually worship the sun, and that's why they got the earth going around the sun, because they worship the sun. You think that what they told you is the truth. They teach you classes called logic and critical thinking. And you think you're logical. And you think you're a critical thinker. Well, if you're logical and you're a critical thinker because you done learned from the heathens, what has the heathens told you about the word of Yah? Surely not this. Because look what the heathens are going to say. Go to Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. Just remember, the same heathens that have taught all these people all these great sciences and philosophies, these same heathens are going to do this. In Jeremiah chapter 16, start reading at verse 19. It says, O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and they shall say, listen to what they're going to say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Meaning, the sun don't revolve, is not the center of the universe. The earth don't revolve around the sun. There ain't nine planets. There ain't no planet X, and there ain't no mothership. Meaning, JC was fake, then fake, and still is fake. Meaning, Islam ain't the religion of peace. Meaning, the moon and the month is not synonymous. Meaning, the day don't start at midnight. Meaning, the black man is Yahweh's people, and you was taught that they were the lowest of the earth, 3/5 of a man, but we really are Yahweh's people, his inheritance. And these are the lies they're going to confess to, that, hey, we was taught this and that, And we set up universities and schools and degrees and lambskin on walls. And it was all a lie. All of it was a lie. There ain't 28 days in February. February don't even exist. There ain't 31 days in a month. Those things don't even exist. It is what Yahweh said it is. 12 months, 30 days. Day begins in the morning. Yahweh is the only Savior. Israel is his chosen people. But we've been taught lies. Shall a man, verse 20, make deities, gods, unto himself, and they are no Elohim? How you going to make an Elohim on your own? You got more profit in making a battery and turning on a flashlight than making a daggone statue and asking it to give you something. At least the battery, turn on your flashlight. What the heck is the statue going to do for you? What is the cross around your neck doing for you? Not a daggone thing. Nothing at all. Verse 21. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Because this is how the heathens going to have to realize what's going on. They're going to have to realize that they've been taught lies. And what Yahweh wants us to do is this in Jeremiah 10. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the first verse, it says, hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Are you the house of Israel? Do you call yourself the house of Israel? Do you claim you belong to the house of Israel? He's not speaking to any house of Israel located at whatever address. He's talking to the entire house of Israel. There's only one house of Israel, and that's Yahweh's house of Israel. And if you claim you belong to this house, he's talking to you. And hear the word that Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. He told you to stop going to the heathen for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Stop doing that. They're not going to help you. They're not going to advance you. They're not going to allow you to grow. People thinking like, well, what am I supposed to do? I shouldn't go to college. Shouldn't go to college. I mean, you could go to college if that's what you want to do, go to college. But don't think you about to learn the ways of Yah. You want to learn how the heathen farm? Fine. You want to learn how the heathen cook? Fine. You want to learn how the heathen fight war? That's fine. It's not going to profit you in the ways of Yah. I could learn how to make a cup the way the heathen make a cup. And I could learn how to read a book the way the heathen make a book and read a book. And I learned how to read a book the way the heathen read books for years. And I learned that I didn't know how to read the right way until I started reading the word of Yah. When I started reading the word of Yah, I said, my goodness, I didn't know this. I didn't know how that was. The heathen done taught me some craziness. But Yahweh said, learn not the way of the heathen and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, because the heathen are dismayed at them. It's the heathen that taught you, oh, man, you see that little horse shape of the stars and you see the fish shape of the stars. That's the zodiac. And I'm born under that zodiac. So that means I have this kind of personality. Man, come on, man. That's ridiculous. Plain old foolishness. Where Yahweh say that at? Because you was born under this star constellation, you going to have a double-sided personality. Get out of here with that nonsense. Yahweh never talk about nothing like that. In verse 3, it says, for the customs of the people are vain, which means they're worthless. The customs, all their customs, not just some of their customs, but all their customs. All the customs of the people are vain. That's right. The customs of the people are vain. What does that mean? That means Christmas is vain. That means Easter is vain. That means New Year's is vain. That means Halloween is vain. Thanksgiving is vain. All these so-called holidays and customs are vain. They don't do nothing for you except take your money. Suck you dry of your funds. They're vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. That's a Christmas tree. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born. You got to carry them because they cannot go. How you going to worship a Christmas tree? And don't get it mistaken. People worship Christmas trees. Where do you think it came from? Why do you think people even got trees in their house around Christmas time? Because the people worship this thing. They worship this thing. This is about idol worship. He said they must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Yahweh, thou art great and thy name is great in might. That's right. There's no one like Yah. None at all. You ain't going to find any Elohim like the Most High. Because there is no other Elohim beside the Most High. Let me show you what Yah said about this in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And what are we discussing? We're discussing why the ways of the heathen are not to be followed. The ways of the heathen are vain. Any way of the heathen is vain. I know we've been taught so many ways of the heathen. We're like, well, what about this thing? Or what about that thing? None of their things. All of their ways are vain. It says in Isaiah 8 and 20, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And the heathen don't speak according to the word of Yah. All the teachings you get from the heathen are against the word of Yah. Therefore, they're not for you. It's vain. It's darkness. It's not going to do you good. Isaiah 44 and 8. Isaiah 44 and 8 says, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Speaking of Israel, is there an Elohim beside me? Almighty asking a question. Almighty asking a question. That's right. The all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, the greatest creator, the only creator, asking a question. And he wants to know something because there's only one thing that Yahweh don't know. And so he's asking a question. Is there an Elohim beside me? Yea, there is no Elohim. I know not any. That's because he don't know any. The one thing Yah don't know is another Elohim. Somebody told me one time that there was 24 Yahwehs. I said, show me that. He couldn't, of course. There's no other Elohim. There's only one. And if you don't speak according to the ways of this Elohim, then you're not speaking goodness at all. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And it is very imperative that we know the ways of the Most High. What we do is lack learning the truth about Yah in its entirety. We distrust the whole word of Yahweh. We think that some of the ways of the heathen got to work because everybody else around us is doing the ways of the heathen. And they got big cars and big houses and nice clothes and all kind of stuff. So something must be right about what the heathen are doing. Well, that doesn't mean they're doing the right thing. That just means they're stealing from you. How you think the heathen got all this money? They stole us and forced us to work for them. It's the sole principle of capitalism, to make the most profit with spending the less money as possible. And how much less money can you spend than free labor? If I got somebody working for me and I don't got to give them any money, I mean, that's a lot of profit. That's a lot of profit. I mean, come on. You done picked my cotton, picked my sugar, picked my food, all my food, and all I had to do, and you done packaged it, you done put it in packages, you invented the machines I'm using. And I get the credit for it? That's right. The ironing board, for instance, invented by a black person. White person get the credit for it and the money for it. Yes, all these things that you see running around here today that are essential to modern life, a black man or woman invented it. And most of the time, a white person or company got the credit for it. The fields that have been picked and all this, black people did it. But they got the credit for it. Not only the credit, they got the money for it. These big banks and these big companies, this old money you see going around here, where you think they got this old money from? Your work. And they still getting it from your work. What you think the NBA, multi-billion dollar company, it's nothing to pay LeBron James $20, $30 million. They multi-billionaires, the team. And they working off of your back. So the Most High is letting you know that the ways of the heathen, they're not as good as you think they are. They're not as fruitful as you think they are. They're not as beneficial as you think they are. But we distrust the word of Yah so much that we're just going to say, I'm just going to take in the word of Yah a couple of days or one day. That's all I'm going to do. Taking the word of Yah a couple of days or one day or part of the day and say hallelujah and say praise Yah and say glory be. And then I'm going to go and do the ways of the heathen. But Yahweh said in Isaiah 55, verse 1, he said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat." Yeah, come buy wine and milk without money, without price. The liquor store don't say that. The liquor store don't say open, free liquor. They will have no liquor, no wine, no milk, no water. You don't get Poland Spring water for free, Ice Mountain for free, Evian for free. But the Most High said, look, you don't have no money? And then that should perk your ears up right there, Israel, because you know you don't have no money. We know we don't have no money. We know we live in paycheck to paycheck, food stamp to food stamp, first of the month to first of the month. We know we living hard. We know we don't have no money. We know the very day that they want to say it's time for you to go, eviction notice, We panicking. We scrambling. We know we living hard. Somebody said, if you don't have no money, come and buy and eat. And you thinking, man, I can't do that. I got to have money to eat. I got to have money to drink wine. I got to have money to have the fat, the milk. But Yah said, without money, without price. Verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? You go and eat and wonder bread, and you look at the ingredients, and this thing ain't bread. This thing ain't bread, literally ain't bread. Not only is it not bread for real, when you eat it, it don't do what bread should do. It's not bread. It's not food. You literally eating fake food, lab design food, things that don't even help you, things that don't profit. Why are you spending money for that which is not bread? And why are you going to work for that which satisfies not? You go to work and you got to wait 3 weeks to get your first check. Then you get your check and they told you you're getting $65,000 a year, but the check say you're getting $45,000 a year. You're not satisfied. You're not getting satisfied. Yahweh is telling you to come and do this without money because he got something for you. He said, hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good and let your soul delight itself in fatness. And we don't believe that. We still sitting here like, man, what you mean, Yah? What you mean? Listen to you and I'm going to eat. Listen to you and I'm going to delight myself in fatness? How's that even possible? I need money. I gotta have money. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And that means you're gonna get love. Now let me show you just a couple more scriptures. Go to the book of Joshua, the first chapter, because I know we thinking, man, this ain't going to work. This scriptures just ain't going to satisfy my hunger. I'm hungry right now. How is this scriptures going to satisfy my hunger? Yahweh told you to listen. If you listen, maybe you'll realize what it's doing. Because the word of Yah is so much greater than the ways of the heathen. In the book of Joshua, the first chapter, start reading in verse 6, where it says, be strong and of a good courage, for unto you this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only, verse 7, be thou strong and very courageous. This ain't telling you to go to the gym every day, to make sure you can do 1,000 push-ups, to make sure you can bench press 1,000 pounds, to make sure you can just be so courageous that you're going to jump off a building and think you're going to land on your feet. He's not telling you to be courageous and strong the way man thinks they need to be courageous and strong. Yahweh is saying, only be thou strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn ye not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever you go. Yeah, prosper. If you keep the law, that's the strength we gotta have. We don't need to be tripping over how many push-ups I could do, how many battles I could win. We gotta be strong to keep the law. Then I show you where it said Yahweh gave all the other nations all this other stuff they could do. Then I show you where it said Yahweh chose you out of everybody else to be an inheritance. Only you. And that is who Yahweh has chosen. And if you the only one that is to do something different, that's why you got to be strong and courageous. Because everybody else is doing something else. And it look like it's working for everybody else. But what we have to be strong and very courageous is to be able to stand as this one nation amongst all the nations of the world doing this law. One more scripture, and then we'll close. Go to the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. One more scripture, and then we'll close. Where did I say go? Amos, the 3rd chapter. Hear ye this word, verse 1, that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. See, Yahweh is saying, we the only ones he know. He don't know anybody else. He hasn't given anybody else this law. And I know I said there was one more scripture, but my engineer telling me I got more time. So let me go to one last scripture, engineer. And then we're going to be completed. Psalms 149. Psalms 1, what'd I say? Yeah, 147. We're going to go Psalms 147. I said 149, but I meant 147. Praise God. Psalms 147. It says in Psalms 147, verse 19, he sheweth his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Hallelujah. So the Most High is letting us know that the ways of the heathen, they're not going to prosper us at all. That's not what's going to prosper us. And we need to put them down. We need to put down the ways of the heathen. But his ways is where our prosperity comes from. To keep his law in our mind, in our heart, in our mouth, in our walk, all the day and night long. Because it is the way of Yah where there is light. It is the way of Yah where there is fatness and satisfaction. Did I say that right? And satisfying food and milk. Satisfaction. See, I'm getting tired. That's why we ended. I can't even talk right anymore. But in Yah's word is satisfaction. In Yah's word, your desires are fulfilled. In Yah's word, you can eat and drink without money. In Yah's word, you have prosperity. In Yah's word, you have life. Your soul live with Yah's word. And in Yah's word, you have peace. But in the ways of the heathen, they're vain. And anybody walking in vanity is walking in chaos. And there is no peace, which means there is no satisfaction. Which means there is no light and there is no happiness. But in Yah's word, you have all the greatness and all the benefits of life. So let's follow Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.
It's true.